You're listening to New Technia. The World Cup ball has a heartbeat, and it can overrule human eyes. The 2026 World Cup's Trionda ball sends movement data 500 times per second, helping VAR identify tiny touches and time offside decisions. After its sensor evidence contradicted claims that a camera cable altered the ball before an England goal, the tournament exposed a deeper question. When technology and human perception disagree, which one should football trust? The moment a football became a witness. During England's World Cup quarter-final against Norway, a goal kick suddenly appeared to dip near an overhead camera cable. Norway's players and coach believed the ball had struck the cable before the move that produced Jude Bellingham's equalizer. If that contact had occurred and been detected, play should have stopped. The 30-second summary. The 2026 World Cup's Trionda ball sends movement data 500 times per second, helping VAR identify tiny touches and time offside decisions. After its sensor evidence contradicted claims that a camera cable altered the ball before an England goal, the tournament exposed a deeper question. When technology and human perception disagree, which one should football trust? The limits of the evidence and what remains unproven are central to the story. The referee and video assistant found no proof. FIFA then pointed to another witness, the sensor inside the match ball. Its data showed no contact or abnormal disruption, and the goal stood. England eventually won 2-1 after extra time. The incident captured what makes the 2026 World Cup technologically fascinating. The ball is no longer a passive object. It records movement with enough sensitivity to influence decisions that players, cameras, and millions of viewers may interpret differently. What is inside the Trionda ball? The official Adidas Trionda contains a 500 Hz inertial measurement unit, or IMU. This means it samples the ball's motion 500 times every second. The chip sits inside a specially designed layer in one of the ball's four panels, balanced by counterweights in the other panels. The sensor can reveal the precise instant the ball is kicked, deflected, or possibly handled. It sends data to the video assistant referee system in real time. Broadcasters sometimes present the resulting signal as a waveform resembling a heartbeat, which is why viewers hear references to the ball's heartbeat. The system does not decide fouls or offsides by itself. It supplies one part of the evidence. Human officials remain responsible for interpreting what happened and applying the laws of the game. 16 cameras reconstruct the players. The ball's data becomes more powerful when combined with stadium cameras. FIFA's advanced semi-automated offside system uses 16 dedicated cameras to track the ball and the positions of players, typically 50 times per second. For the 2026 tournament, players were also digitally scanned to create precise three-dimensional avatars. Computer vision estimates the location of body parts that can legally play the ball. The system then combines the player's position with the sensor's timing of the pass, generating an offside alert for the video officials and a 3D reconstruction for viewers. This is why modern offside decisions can detect margins too small or too fast for a television replay alone. The difficult part is no longer drawing a line manually. It is deciding whether extreme precision serves the purpose of the rule. More accurate does not always feel more fair. Connected ball technology can settle questions that ordinary footage cannot. During the tournament, it was also used to identify extremely faint touches that affected whether an attacking phase or offside position should be reset. Technically correct decisions can still feel harsh when the decisive contact is invisible to players and spectators. There is also a transparency problem. Fans see a polished animation or a heartbeat graph, but they usually cannot inspect the raw sensor data, calibration process, or error range. Trust therefore depends on FIFA explaining how the evidence was produced, not merely announcing that the technology confirmed it. Sensors can fail, communication links can be interrupted, and computer vision models can misidentify body points. FIFA describes the system as semi-automated for a reason. Trained match officials must verify the proposed decision rather than surrender judgment to an algorithm. The referee is becoming a data interpreter. The 2026 World Cup also introduced AI-stabilized cameras worn by referees, 3D recreations, and extensive optical tracking. Together, these tools are changing the referee's job. Officials increasingly evaluate several forms of machine-generated evidence alongside what they saw on the pitch. That can make decisions faster and more consistent, but it also creates a new kind of controversy. Arguments no longer concern only what happened. They concern which sensor, camera angle, or model should be believed. Football's new question. The connected ball is an impressive engineering achievement. It can detect events beyond normal human perception and help officials avoid obvious mistakes. Yet football is not simply a measurement problem. Its laws include judgment, context, and ideas about what counts as a meaningful advantage. The lesson of this World Cup is not that machines have replaced referees. It is that the game now produces more data than any referee can see unaided. The challenge is ensuring that greater precision leads to decisions people can understand, audit, and ultimately accept. Before we overstate the result, after its sensor evidence contradicted claims that a camera cable altered the ball before an England goal, the tournament exposed a deeper question: when technology and human perception disagree, which one should football trust? Read the full article at newtacnia.com.